Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And today, in this tropical storm out of nowhere at the Sunday market, AB sees who?
Hello, everybody. This is Dutch Bites. You should come over sometime on Sunday at Kenwood Market and have good Gouda cheese. No matter what the weather is, we will be here.
It seems like you're here. And who are you? What's your name?
Amaya from Dutch Cheese.
Amaya. Yeah. And who else is here?
Mick.
Mick. Mick and Amaya. How did you start doing this cheese?
We're from the Netherlands originally, and we always brought it for ourselves. So we thought, you know what? We have to offer this to the American people.
Oh, so you're importing it from the Netherlands, yeah?
Yes, exactly.
Oh my gosh. And when did you move out here?
26 years ago.
Okay, to Florida directly or somewhere else?
No, first to the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay.
And the past 15 years here in Florida.
Okay. And what? How would you compare and contrast Florida to the Netherlands?
Oh my God.
I have lived there too, by the way, so I know it a little bit.
Oh, you do?
But not the way you have.
The weather is the same. It's just a lot more cold.
A lot colder there.
Yes.
I'm not here.
No. This is much warmer, so.
And what do you miss from the Netherlands? Where in the Netherlands were you based?
I grew up in Amsterdam.
Okay. And so I got to spend a few months there. I lived there for 3.5 months working for Cirque du Soleil. I used to work for Cirque du Soleil. So,
I've watched that.
So you might have been to the show that I was working at then.
Yes,
I was with a show called Rally On. So I lived there for 3 months. This is back in years ago.
Nice.
But I absolutely adored the Netherlands. One of my favorite, Amsterdam was one of my favorite cities.
Were you there in the summer or the winter?
It was actually like spring, like March, April, May.
Oh, that's the best time.
So it was a good time.
That's the best time. It usually doesn't rain as much.
Yeah, it was. I do remember it just being the food being gorgeous and the atmosphere being gorgeous, the canals and stuff like that. So
yes.
What parts of it do you think you missed the most? Because there's definitely a lot of differences.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's such a different way of living anyway. I love the warm weather here. I don't miss the bad weather over there. And being close to the ocean is nice, to the Gulf.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have to say some good things about the Netherlands, though, because the Netherlands introduced me also to my love of leg warmers. I ended up buying lots of leg warmers for the first time in Netherlands, because as you know, in Amsterdam, they're hanging all over the place, right?
Yes.
Like, they're kind of in your face.
Because you always need it.
Yes. And then I came back to Florida, I came back to the States at some point. People always used to laugh that I wear leg warmers all the time. And even in Florida, during these colder times, I wear them. They're like, how did you bring the 80s back? What's that? And I give that one to the Netherlands.
Okay, good.
And the other thing I miss is the French fries with mayo and falafel and like the stands there.
Yes.
The best.
And stroopwafels.
What are those?
And poffertjes.
Oh, yes, that's the waffle thing, right? And what else?
Which we are planning to make as well and offer them here at Dutch Bites in
Dutch
the future.
Bites. Okay. And you were just telling me here at the Sunday market you've experienced a lot in the last month. What has it been like the last few Sundays?
A lot of bad weather.
And yet you still show up because we're here and you were so kind to just let me scoot under your tent because that's what we do. We like band together.
Exactly.
In the weather.
Exactly.
We're Dutch, so we're used to weather.
Yeah, you're Dutch, so you're used to weather. How did you two meet?
Oh, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
In a galaxy far away.
We were both waiting for the bus to go to work. That's where we met.
So really? At the bus stop?
Yes.
And who spoke to who first?
I don't know.
Don't remember.
Probably me, because I'm the one who talks a lot.
Clearly, because I've got the phone in your face and he's hiding in the back there. Well, thanks for letting me do this while we're stuck under the tent together, trying to keep warm and dry, which is getting harder and harder
Woo!
To do. I will end it there. You heard it on Radio St. Pete.